Oh, there's nothing to worry about. I've caught mine on fire 3 times so far this year. You just take your hand and just push it back and knock it off your head.
Yeah.
But if you'd be a little late, I imagine that could be a very painful burn.
But you see what they can do for burns now, with this plastic surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, thank goodness, but I just assume they'll have anything to do with them. What would you call the center of a peach?
Well, a pit, or a stone.
Which would you have called it as a girl, remember?
Well, peach seed is all we call it at home, peach seed.
What would you call a peach that has a loose center?
I have seen them, but
the meat doesn't stick to the seed.
Freestone. Uh-huh. Freestone and king. Uh-huh. Yeah. I still call them that.
How about the center of a cherry?
Pit. We've always called those pits. Cherry.
The center of an apple?
Apple seed. Core. Core.
How about, did you ever take an apple and cut it up in little pieces and dry these pieces?
Yeah.
What were they called?
Dried apples is all we ever called them.
Did your husband ever call them anything else? Snits, for example?
No. I never heard that.
How about his parent? Well, if you haven't heard it.
No. I didn't ever hear that. You called them snips?
Snits.
Snits? No, I didn't ever hear it called
them. That's a good German term.
Uh-huh.
Snits.
They probably call it that. I know they call whiskey snaps.
Yeah.
Cool snaps. I don't know, S-N-A-P-S or S-N-A-P-P-S or S-N...
Made out of potatoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's strange what we can do with our grains and our fruits.
Yeah.
Start with a solid and turn it into a liquid and drink it.
Yes.
But only a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Did you ever, I don't know if your soil is sandy enough around here, to grow those things that grow in a little shell, have little red seeds, and they'll grow into the ground on vines?
You know, peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, goobers.
Uh-huh. Is this the same, a peanut and a goober?
Down south, they call them goobers, but we call them peanuts here.
Uh-huh.
But in Mississippi, where my mother came from, well, they called them goobers.
Uh-huh. You mentioned potatoes. Did you grow both?
Sweet and Irish.
Uh-huh.
Irish potatoes.
Do you have any pecan trees around here?
We don't. We have two or three on a place, but then they don't give us much pecans. The crows gather some.
Oh.
What few we are. My brother has a lot of, he lives down at Davis. He makes, I think he had $2,500 worth of pecans last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sells 30 cents a pound.
Boy.
He's got a pecan row.
I put out 2 trees last year and I can hardly wait for them to grow.
No, they're the big pecans, are they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, these
paper
are
shell.
Stewart's.
Yeah, Stewart's. I've got one out here, and it has pecans on, but the crows beat them. Long before they get ripe, they carry them off.
Hmm. I've been wanting to go crow shooting.
Yeah.
But they
certainly are a nuisance. I saw the other day what to do, hang a transistor radio up in the tree, and they won't gather your pecans.
Oh, is that right?
That's what they say.
Just let it play.
Uh-huh. He hear it. Said every time they change stations, why they really do. Get out. That's what I saw that in the paper.
Huh.
That might be all right.
Yeah, it might be expensive though.
Yes.
As if you could just put some
loudspeakers
out there.
Uh-huh. You know, though, that I've had mine several years and I only use it